heard Sister Ruth playing a song from this Camp Favorites book, but I'd like to try to sing with you this morning an old favorite. I think it's here. Yes, number 52. 52. Oh, I love him, since for me he bled and died more than all the world beside. Let's sing it. 52. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love for us. How can we help but love you when you have loved us so? Thank you, Lord, that we can bask in the sunshine of your love today and know that you love us. We rejoice in the great love that you have shown us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Oh, we thank you with all our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can gather together in your name today and know that you are in the midst. We thank you that we can open our hearts wide to you and receive more of your fullness. Breathe upon us today, Lord. Let the Spirit of the living God fall afresh on us today, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for your working among us this day. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. I noticed this man who wrote this song. I didn't choose this on purpose, but his name is Charles Fillmore. And that certainly seems to fit with what we've been hearing. Charles Fillmore, that's good. We want to be filled more and more because there's always more. There's always more for us, we heard last night. And the time to receive is today. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. We heard about those three oldsters, did you call them? They were gentlemen who wanted to, were talking about the best time to cut a piece of ash wood for a walking stick. And the one who got the right answer was the time is now. Whenever you find the wood, you cut the wood because it's rare and it's special. So it's the same thing with seeking the Lord. Hosea said, it's time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. He seems to wait for us to reach out to him. Of course, he takes the initiative. It's all his. But he works in our hearts, that desire and that call and that reaching out. And it's such a great thing to open our hearts wide to him. So now is the time. I heard a story about three old ladies. Last night it was three old men. And these three old ladies, they were walking along and they met on a street corner right outside a, I don't think it was a bar, we'll call it a cafe or a soda counter. And all three of them had trouble hearing. So I had to wait till today to tell this story. I couldn't tell you last night. You'll see why. Because it was something like yesterday. There was a bit of a breeze. And the first lady, you know how they do? They talk about the weather. And she looked at her friends and said, it's windy. And the next one said, no, honey, it's Thursday. And the next one said, so am I. Let's go in here and get something to drink. So I just thought that now's the time to drink at the river of life, because it's always flowing and right through this meeting, and here we are. So let's come and partake of the water of life freely. All things are ready, the song says. Come to the feast. Come, the table now is spread, And then one verse says, leave every care and worldly strife. Come, feast upon the love of God and drink everlasting life. Now let's do that today. Let's feast upon the love of God and drink everlasting life. Hear the invitation. Come, whosoever will, praise God for full salvation. For whosoever will. I hope that's every single one of us. We're all included among the whosoever will. And the Bible closes, or it's right near the end. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Or in the NIV, drink the free gift of the water of life. So today, that's for you and for me. Think of it. And wide open invitation and a freely flowing river. We can drink deeply and be satisfied, and then we can come back for more. Praise the Lord. Hear the invitation, come whosoever will, praise God for full salvation. Hit a bad key. Change it for me, please. All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Ye famishing, ye weary, come, and thou shalt be richly fed. Hear the invitation. All things are ready. Come to the feast. Leave every care and worldly strife. Come feast upon the love of God and drink everlasting life. Hear the invitation. Come this morning. Right now is the best time. Right now is the right time to partake. Hallelujah. 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 Be open to receive out of your fullness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.